With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hitman and Carla crazy families are being piled on this morning by Carla. And I want you crazy families to know you have an advocate, someone who is there with you, who will fight with you, who will stand with you until I know when it's time to leave the room.
And when to stop talking. Hey, you guys, before I tell you what we're talking about, you can go to at 935 Wichita on Twitter. We have a poll up. Is someone having a crazy family a legitimate reason to back out of a wedding?
No.
Feel free to vote yes, because here's the deal. Derek messaged us. Him and his fiance are getting married next month, and he's stressing out. He's getting cold feet, and he's nervous because her family is cray-cray. Like, psycho, like, doo-doo-doo-doo. He was like, my friend said marrying her, not her family. But he's like, I saw what happened to my brother when he married into a crazy family. He inherited his wife's problems, his family's problems, all those issues because you become one. And he's like, should I call off the wedding? I have a really bad feeling. Is a crazy family a reason to back out? Am I marrying her or her family? And look, I'm saying, if you're already having doubts.
I'm saying, if you love this person, she is the one. You're going to be with her through thick and thin. You are going to stand with her in the face of all the wind and the weather and the rain. And you're going to survive. And together, you're going to walk through. And you're going to find the daylight and break through to the other side. That's love.
Beautiful. Can we get an excerpt from Forrest Gump of Ginny going, run, Forrest, run! That's what we should be telling Derek. Seriously.
No, if he loves this girl, 869-1093, is having a crazy family a reason not to marry someone?
I'm saying apple doesn't far far from the tree.
Let's go. Hey, man, what do you think?
It's ridiculous because my wife has a crazy family.
See? And you love her, don't you, sir?
Yeah, we've been married for 5 years.
Aww.
I married her, not her family.
I never went to any family gatherings
or anything.
Yeah, and you know they're crazy, and you understand that crazy, and you manage the crazy, don't you?
Yeah.
See?
Usually when someone else is crazy, they can understand other crazy.
Oh.
But I'm not crazy, though.
Yeah, he's a man.
Well, good for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for surviving all that crazy. And you must really love that girl.
Yeah, you know it.
All right, all my
right,
man.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
He sounded a little defeated.
He did sound defeated. I will admit that. Hello, Power 93.5. Is having a crazy family a reason not to marry someone?
No. My husband married me, and he married me, not my family. My family's pretty crazy.
See? And you guys are perfectly happy, aren't you?
We are. We've been married for 5 years.
Mm. See? Another 5-year marriage. I wonder if that's the other guy who called in. I wonder if that's his wife. Yeah.
No. Probably.
Yeah. We never had a husband and wife call in back to back.
It's a separate call.
Yes, he is crazy. Sorry.
See?
Thank you for calling, okay?
Better watch out if her family's listening.
That is so awesome. The husband and then the wife called.
I'm telling you, it's been 5 years.
Oh.
They say 7 years is when things hit the fan.
Oh.
And the word things ain't what I'm...
So are you saying that in 7 years this is going to be a wrap?
That's when things get real. And they're
Carla,
like, okay, look.
Carla!
That poor lady who called in earlier, she's like, it's been 30 years
yeah.
And I can't stand this family.
Did sound defeated. Hello, 869-1093. We got a lady wanting to weigh in. Go ahead, girl.
So I was with my kid's dad for 7 years. We were planning to get married, and his family was crazy, and his mom ended up winning. So we are no longer together. I say, run what you can. Run what you can.
Let me just just make an outside observation, if I may. You,
Jessica, hold on. Let him finish, and then I'll talk to you.
You were okay. with this guy for 7 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some years, and we just broke up.
And how many kids did you have with this guy after 7 years?
We have two kids. Mm-hmm. And
when?
It was great in the beginning.
And at what point in the course of those 7 years did he say, "Honey, I want to marry you and make you my wife"?
Well, we were engaged about year 3.5, 4, and we had tried to make it work. And his family, it was just a battle with his family the whole time. We made it about 7 years, and that was it.
Don't judge her.
I'm not.
Don't judge Jessica.
I'm just saying.
Jessica, thank God, right? You didn't take that step.
Right. No, I'm so glad.
Might I note that 7 year inch? That's when you are like, okay, it's been 7 years.
I'm sorry. Let me ask Jessica a question here. Jessica, did you notice any high level of itching after 7 years that caused a rash or
constipation? Are you Perry Mason? Is she on trial right now?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Compared to a lot of scratching or anything going on.
My client pleads the fifth, Judge. Your Honor.
I'm just saying that Jessica will acknowledge that itching had nothing to do with this.
I object.
Oh, my Atlanta. No.
Sustained. Sustained.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, hey, you know what? You didn't marry him. I'm sorry that his family broke the two of you apart. I bet his mama couldn't stand you.
She really couldn't.
Yeah, she hated your guts, girl.
You got two beautiful babies out of it, girlfriend.
I do. They're great.
Yeah.
They had a breakup party when you two split up. I know.
Are you done?
Oh, my God. They've been waiting.
Thank you.
She hung up on you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.